The Gemara continues, Daf Kuf Tesvov, Omid Beis, by the two dots, four lines from the bottom. Omar Shmuel, Lechem Oini, Lechem She'oinim Olav Dvorim, Dvorim. It says in the Pasuk that Shivas Yom Teichal Olav Matzes Lechem Oini, Ki Bichi Pozoin Yotzosim Etz Mitzrayim. What do we dash from the word Lechem Oini? Lechem she'oinim alav dvorim. Ye'oinim dvorim. Hagoda. Zog ma'otani nami ochi. Lechem oini. Lechem she'oinim alav dvorim harbei. We added the word harbei in this tani nami ochi. She'oinim alav dvorim harbei. So Rashi in Daf Lamed Vov says, dvorim harbei includes halal and hagoda. That means not just the hagoda, also the halal, all the way till the halal. Some are makpid to make sure that mat's on the table all the way till the end of the halal. Because it's a halal, it's a chelik of the lechem oini. The Ksav Sofer says that Dvarim Harbe, the reason it's called Dvarim Harbe is because Morer is Zechel Shibud. Pesach is Zechel Gula. Matzah has both. Matzah is dichotomy. On the one hand, it's Lechem Oini, on the meaning pauper's bread. That means it's the Avdus. On the other hand, it's Bechipoz and Yotzoso. It's the Lechem that it went out in the Cheres. So it's Harbe, Lafuke, Pesach, and Morer, which is one way or the other. Zog di gemore, dover ache, another pshat, lechem oini, oni ksiv. The Torah is written chosah, loshon oni. What does it mean? Ma oni shedaka bepusa, just like an oni, has broken pieces of bread, he has pusois, daf kuf tezayin omer aleph, afkan bepusa. So to over here, you make the brocha. It's machlok, we're showing him how to learn this. So the Rashbam learns that you make the brocha of al-chilas matzah on the prusa. That means, we have three matzahs. Koyin Levi Yisrael, you have three matzahs. You break one in half, yachatz, you keep half for Afi Koyman. Now, you make the brocha on the prusa, that means you have two and a half matzahs. The brocha of Al-Achilas matzahs on the prusa, and the two other shlemos, like every Shabbos and Yontif, you have to have shlemos, Lechem Mishnah, you make hamoitzi on. So, Lechem Oini, Ma'oni Daka the prusa, Afkam the prusa, it means that you make the mitzvah of Achilas matzah, the brocha of Al-Achilas matzah, on the prusa. Now, that's how the Rashbam learns. We'll see soon Taisis, other shitas. The Rif and the Rambam and the Goyim Paschas like that learns ma'oni beprusa afate beprusa that you don't have three matzahs. You only have two matzahs. And when you break one in half, what are you left with? One and a half. So ma'oni beprusa afate beprusa that you do not have the regular lechem mishnah that you have every Shabbos and Yom Tov. Usually you have two kikoros. Here you're making a moitzi on one and a half. Not, that's the same Lechem Mishnah for Pesach. Pesach's Lechem Mishnah is 1.5. One and a half. And Memela, according to the Goyin, Yitaka make Hamoitzi and Al-Achilas Matzah on the Prusa. Yitaka do it on both.
You know, we do three for Matzah.
Oh, we'll see soon, Toys, what we do. Exactly. We see exactly what we're going to do. Toys, we're going to see the Shulchan Aruch, how what we paskin. But this is, meanwhile, the Rashbam says, Dr. Rashbam on the top, and the betziah is on one of the shlemis. Zok di gemara, kung to the going, the betziah is on the 1.5 because you always betziah on two chalas. You don't cut one, you cut two. Zok di gemara, dava acher, another pshat, before we see Tosis. Ma daka shel oni hu masik v'ishtay oifa, an oni cannot afford to work on the dough and on baking and then let the fire just run. It's energy, it's money. So Emela, while I am being masik, my wife is being oifer simultaneously. Shouldn't waste any time. Teamwork. Zokt Rashbam, v'noisim yad l'tanuk, sh'nigmar esekoi, sh'yorei shem yitzan l'tanuk, k'nim sh'yizdamin. I don't want the oven to cool off. Ois k'nshneim be'esek tanu, zubi iso, afkan, who masik v'ishto oifer, k'desh lo tachmitz. Now, that's a derech of an oni. So, afkanami, who masik v'ishto oifer. And the Goyin in Bir HaGron, Tov Samach Taka says, that a person should be mishtadl, besides the reason of what's it called, to make sure that it's mitzvah by Yosef Mishluchai and the different mishloilas, a person should try to do himself the baking of the matzah like an oni. Like Gemara says, an oni doesn't go to the store and just buys, an oni does it himself. So these are the three pshatim and lechem oni. First the Gemara says, Oinim al dvarim harbe. Then the Gemara says, Daka bepusa. And then the Gemara says, Hu masik v'ishtoi oifa. Zok teisus ma daka shaloni bepusa. Nira. Di gam hamoitzi tzorch levoich ala prusa. So the Rashbam said, Alachilas matza on the prusa, hamoitzi on the shlema, on the two shlemas. Zok teisus, no, hamoitzi is also on the prusa. You take the prusa between the shlemis, ubaitzea pirush. I feel a madam of vorchal shlema. Even according to madam that says you bake a broch on the shlema, upoitz apetitin moedelin yim pesach. The end of vorchal shlema ala prusa. Shumadak shel oni. So the broch of amoitz is also on the prusa. Umenicha, where do you place this prusa? Betoich shlema between the two. Ones that are sholim. Kadesh and Yirisha Botzal Hashem. So it looks like you're Betzian Shlema. Umashvel in your Amoitzi Kamari. Become about Sachi Yom Rabbi Baraba. Beshabbos on the regular Shabbos Chai Vilipsoyal Shneke Chorus. Shenem Alik to Lechem Mishnah. The Ikabos of Chia Baraba Ferko Kisve. You have to have two. And a Lohochi Maisi also Acha Pesach. Loimar Shetzor Shamatza Shlishis. What's his din of Chia Baraba Negei on Pesach? That you need a third Matzah. Mishum Lechem Mishnah. Meaning, you need three, so you have two for Lechem Mishnah. V'chayv l'vtzoy al shteki koreis, be'im shabbos be'im yontif. So it tells us that the dim tzias apas of two is on yontif too. Why? Dil avochi lo mevi'yish sham milsed rebchi, what's rebchi negei to Pesach? V'chayim posik ab alpes, it's all l'vtzoy al shteki koreis be'yontif. V'atam, fishoy Lechem Mishnah yod ba'av yomtoivim. Just like Erev Shabbos, two monies came, fell, so to an Erev yontif. Fact is a kash on that, you saw it. V'kosher, shonim v'svalim, what are we saying, the tefillah? Yes, on Shabbos it didn't, but in Yontif it says, so that's the Meister Tois Kasha on this din of two kors in Yontif. Then he fears us, what do we do with the Meister? Meaning, like Tosha started off, not that Hamoitzi is on the Shlema, both are on the Prusa. Achri, however, the Ri, Hoy Mevorich Hamoitzi ala Shlema, like the Rashbam brings, Alachilas Matzah on the Prusa, but Hamoitzi on the Shlema. Vahodar Alachilas Matzah ala Prusa. Uboitzea Mishtein, any break from both, Yachad, Vechein Amadov, and that's the Minik. Velochen Oisin ala Shlishis Kicha. So you take the third one, you curve it together with the 1.5. Kedele kaimitz bishloshton, tzimme kaimitz all three. So the Shulchan Aruch lemais in Tof Ein Gimel, Sifdalet Paskins, that you place the prusa between the shlemis. You mevorach hamoitzi on three of them. You mashmit the tachtoina, you remove the tachtoina after the hamoitzi, and you make achilas matzah on the shlema el yoina, and on the prusa that's under it, as I say in Tof Ein Dalet. And the Bialoch explains like this: you mekayim all the shittas. Why? You make hamoitzi on the shlema, and you make achilas matzah on the prusa because it's there. You have 1.5 left, and also you mekayim the other way. Why? Because you're making hamoitzi on the prusa because the prusa lemais is between the two shlemas, and you're also making achilas matzah on the shlema because the shlema el yoin is still there. So lekayim all the shittas of Menachem Yuni, the Ri, the Rashbam, Tosis. So you do that oifen. However, like I said, that's according to the Bialoch and Shulchan Aruch, how they explain. But the Rambam and the Rif, and that's how the Goyim Paskin, the Maaseh Rabbah Edya, you only have two in the first place. So that means you make Alachilas Matzah on the Prusa, and you make Hamoitzi on the Prusa, and then you Boitzea from both of them. On 1.5, on 1.5, you Boitzea. Like every Shabbos, the Goyim says, Lechem Mishnah means you have to be Boitzea from both. That is those that follow the Goyim have two matzahs, like you see in the picture in the chorus, Shtei Matzahs L'das Agro. And you have Morer and Charois on the top, which is Bazman Azeh, and Bey and Chagi and Ezroy on the bottom. That's according to the Goyim, which is Bazman Mikdash. The Ari is a different Korah. Zok the Gemara. Rabbi Loze, Rabbi Tzodik, Oimer. I'm sorry, I skipped. Three lines from the top. Alpha Pishen Charois is mitzvah. The Mishnah said, even though Charois is not a mitzvah, you have it. Zok the Gemara, V'iloi mitzvah, why do you have it? Mishumai Maiselo. What do you need Charois for? It's not a mitzvah. Omer of Amitan, a kamol tzad a mitzvah, but however you have it, mishum kofa, because of the danger. We had a machlokes Rashbam and Tosis. Rashbam learned it's the eres, the poison, and Tosis learned it's the teloyim, the bugs, the worms. And the charoses removes and kills them. Tosis said, you check, there's no bugs, you only chayshid lisakanto, not liyisura. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Asi, Kofa de Chosa, the Kofa, meaning the danger of the Chosa, if a person has the Kofa, the danger of Chasa, of Roman lettuce, how do you treat that? Tznoin, you take a radish. Kofa de Chama, if you have it, the poison, the eris of a radish, how do you treat it? Karsi, with leek. Kofa de Karsi, if you have the poison of Karsi in you, of leek, how do you treat it? Chamima, hot water. Ahesavasa. Koma de Kofa de Kulu, the Kofa of all vegetables is Chamima. Hot water is always medicinal. Zog de Gemara, ad hochi vochi, and while you're doing this, you should say as follows. Neima, you say the following lachash. Neima hochi. Kofa, kofa. De chilnoloch. I recognize you. I know you. Vilashov bentaych. And your seven daughters. Vilatamni kalosech. And your eight daughter-in-laws. Now, I can't explain this cryptic lachash, but that's what you say. Ad hochi vochi. Zog de Gemara. Rabbi Lozim Reb Tzadik Oymer, mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to have charoses. Tanakama says it's not a mitzvah, you only have it because of kofa. Rabbi Lozim Reb Tzadik said it's mitzvah. Now the truth is, if it's a mitzvah, according to the Shita, you make a bracha of alachilas charoses, a mitzvah charoses. And according to the Tanakama, Pasha is not a mitzvah, it's only al sakona. But even if you're going to say it's also a mitzvah, you don't make a bracha because in sakona you don't make a bracha. Like my machroinim is a mitzvah, but you don't make a bracha. As I said, the netzivim remis other. Zog the Gemara, Blas, Mitzvah, I'm a mitzvah. My mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? Reb Levi Yomar, what's the mitzvah? Zeich l'tapuach. It says a posik in Shir HaShirim, Tachas ha-tapuach, or aticho. So that means, under the tapuach, that's where the women gave birth. Shoye yolda, shom b'neim, b'loy eitzev, shalei akirum, b'na mitzrim. So, connected the schutz of the noshim, we have tapuach. That is what the mitzvah is. Zeich l'tapuach, that's the charoit, zeich to the tapuach. So there has to be acidic. Zok ma'av Rabbi Yochanan ma'av, zeich letit. No, it's because of the cement, the hard labor. Omer Rabbi Hilkach tzoch lekuye. You have to make it acidic by adding apples. V'tzoch lesmuchein, you have to make it thick in order to be zeich letit. Lekuye zeich letapuach. Acidic like the zeich letapuach. V'tzoch lesmuchein, you have to make it a thick texture. Zeich letit. Tanya kavos in Rabbi Yochanan. That said, zeich letit. Tavlin, the spices, is zeichel teven, meaning cinnamon, let's say, it's a stick, so it looks like teven. Charoises, zeichel tit. The charoises is zeichel to the tit. Now, Omer Elozo, Rabbi Yechon says zeichel tit, so we see clearly, zeichel tit. Omer Elozo, Rabbi Tzodik, kachoy oimrim, tagri, charach. This is what the Tagorim, the merchants of the windows said. They used to sell their items through the windows. Like we know, meitzis mena charokim. So we see, charach is a window. Tagi Charach Shibishlaim, they used to say, Boyu Vatulachem Tavlin La Mitzvah. Come buy some Tavlin for the Mitzvah. Which Mitzvah? Charoy says. So it's a Tanya Kvasa Rabbi Yochanan that we see they called it Mitzvah, meaning like, not like Rabbi Lozab Reb Tzodik. It's like Rabbi Yochanan that says clearly that it's Zeichel Latit, and it's like Rabbi Lozab Reb Tzodik that he called it a Mitzvah. Konat Tanya Kama, we said it's only because of Kofa. They called it a Mitzvah. Even the merchants called it Mitzvah. Now Tosis over here says, Tzorich. You're asking good. What happened to the liquid part? Zok Tosis. Tzoch lesmuche v'tzoch likuye. Ubri shalmi omar is the avde zechel adam. They make a zechel adam. Now, we tak our fizach like that, brought down the tour. What do we do? Is we have it a thick texture, and then we add on the wine right before we dip it in to have it zechel atit and zechel adam at the same time. That's what's called tibula mashka. Like you were asking, we called it before tibula mashka. Netil sedayim, which mashka yayin? V'chein amedova lismuche thick texture ubeshas achila mekal shenoy soy biyayin v'choymetz yayin and vinegar. Uvetshuvas agoyim mefarish lasos charoses befeiros. You make it out of fruits. Which fruits? Shenim lekas yisrael b'shirashim. The fruits mentioned in shirashim. What are those? Tachzat apuach oraticho. That's the apples. Kepelech harimoin, like a pomegranate. Hateina chonto, like a what's it called? A teina. Omarti elikat betomar, which is like a date. So like you have a fig and a date. Egois, alginois, egois. Vishkeidim, al shem sheshokanesh gbochu ala kates. So these are the different fruits that we have by charoises.
You pour the wine in, you said, right? Before.
You pour the wine in, right? Yeah, that's the minute. That's the minute.
You pour the wine in right before
you... Right before, you have it, it's thick texture, and right before you utilize it, before tomorrow, you pour it in to make it, like, to make it also tachas the dam, zech l'dam. Zok the Mishnah. Moz guloi koi sheni. Now comes, we did Kadesh, uchat karpas, now comes, koi sheni. What is koi sheni? Koi sheni is before magid. Zok the Mishnah, v'kan haben shoyel. Over here the ben asks. So that means, don't pour the cup by lefikoch. Zok the Mishnah, remember, you have to be moizik the kois. People jump to manishtana, kids are excited. No, no. After alach ma'anyo, you have to pour the cup. So that means the mezigas akois v'kan haben shoyel, because that's chelik of the shayla. Why are you pouring a cup? Usually you pour a cup, the Mukhi Yosef says, when do you have a second cup of wine usually? Birch Samozin, after the meal. You didn't have a meal yet. So Kana ben Shoyal, this question is more shilas. And Mameli asked the Manishtano. But you need this to trigger the questions of the Ben. Kana ben Shoyal, Dafka Khan. Now, it doesn't mean Dafka Ben, Shteitin Maril, Shteitin Aderes also, it's also a Bas. It could be a Bas too, the same mitzvah Yisipu, it's in time, it's on the Bas. And versteht sich Ishtoy and Ben Latzma, we'll see soon. But the Etzem Ben is loved after Ben, Abbas is also. Mozgalo Koysheni, Vikana Ben Shoyal. Adin fun Kana Ben Shoyal. Zog de Gemorre. Oh, Zog de Rashbam. Kan Ben Bezigas Koysheni, Ben Shoyal is Oviv. Imu Chochem, Manishtano. Achshav Shemoizin Koysheni, Koyle Machilo. Why are we doing this? The Rabbeinu kibel merabe Rabbi Yanka ben Yoker, not bekan, but bechein aben shoyl. Meaning it's the right thing, bechein. It's nochein. Kamoi, kein benoi sleifchoi doibrois. Kaloi mar, dinu, shu shoyl bemzigas koysheni manishtano. Zog the Gemara, kan aben shoyl. Oviv, he asks his father, vim ein das beben, if he doesn't have das, oviv malamdoi. He teaches him, tam. Manishtana lailah zeh, what's the question he has? Why is it night different? Mikol ha-leilosh. Shebechol ha-leilosh on ha-oichlim chomet to matzah. Halailah zeh kule matzah. Shebechol ha-leilosh on ha-oichlim shayi rokois, other vegetables. Halailah zeh moror. What do you mean other vegetables? If you don't, why is it not kuloi moror, zoktoisus? Because the maisa karpas was not moror. True, if you only have chasa, you can use that for karpas. But the maisa, you be'etzim, you can have other vegetables for karpas, for tibul rishon. So, kol ha-leilosh, It's shayi rokos. Halal is it's moror. Shabachol leilos on oichlim basat sliv is shaluk. This is the time of the Beis Hamikdash. And all the nights you eat roasted, cooked shaluk mevushal. Halal is that kuloi sliv. Everything is sliv. And Tosa points out that we're going now that the shita is that chagiga was also sliv. Kuloi sliv means zroya, the current pesach amin, and chagiga were both sliv. So that's why it's kuloi sliv. Shabachol leilos on chayom and letavil. Afilu pamachas. Take this gears out. Ain't onu matbilin afilu pamachas. Halal hazeh, shtei pomim. You dip twice. Tibul rishon, by karpas, in choymetz or in salt water. And tibul sheni, marin charoises. Ulefi daito shel ben ovim melamdoi. According to his level of IQ, his intellect, the father teaches him. Mascha begnus, we start begnus, umesayim beshvach, and we finish beshvach. V'doyresh ma'arami ovid ovi. We start the parash in parash kisovoi of arami ovid ovi. The Ritva and the Pirshan HaGadol says that since the Cheshbon of the Shibud Mitzrayim started from Leilas Yitzchok, Kigei Yezrach Be'etz Lo Elohem, so Yaakov, when he went to Beis Lovan, it's part of the Shibud, even though they weren't in the Mitzrayim yet, so he started before they went down to Mitzrayim. Arami Ovidovi was taken Beis Lovan because before they went to the Mitzrayim. The Ar Sameach says, very a nice pshat in Chometz Matzah, in Perek Zayin Dalet, he says that a part and parcel of the Lechem Oini is Dvorim Harbe, like we said before. So what's Dvorim Harbe? It includes the Parsha Kisavoy, where it says, V'onisov Amarto, Lechem Oini, Dvorim Harbe. So the V'onisov Amarto, and that's what we take to say the Parsha of Arami Dovi Dovi. Obviously, he talks about the Shibud, but that's where we start from that Parsha.
Why don't you reclining? Why do you leave it up? Why do you leave it up? Oh,
so you're asking very good. The Rashbam, very good. So the Rashbam Taka says, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim HaYashol Kein about Hazlaila Zekuloi Tzli. However, the Goyin in Pirsh in the Zagodan Pesach explains, since we know the night is about four, Dalet Koises, Dalet Bonim, Dalet Dushan Shagula, which says Vitzalt of Gatav Lakachti, so Memele Hayoim that we ask about Kulonu Mesubim is in order to make four. Bizmana Mikdash Mesubim wasn't a question because they were always Mesiv. But bisman hazeh where seiba is not the derek, so it's like a shinui in order to make it four questions. The Rambam, I think, says there were five questions. Bisman hamikdash also back upon him. Pashtas, it's four, and today it's also four, and we take out Sli, and we put in Mesumin instead.
I have a question.
Yes. Tosafos says, that it's a mitzvah. And it's like a zechel letit. Zog the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Chochem benoi. If the son is a chochem, the son is a wise son, so then what? Shoyelo, he asks him. Vim ein a chochem, ishto shealtoi. You have his wife who asks. Now, the din about ishto shealtoi, a woman chayev in mitzvah sipitzis mitzvah, not be'etzim, it's mitzvah eses man groma, there should be potter. And don't tell me afenoy boys anes toys naf kufcha said already. We only say afenoy boys anes by mitzvah derabonon, but by the rice there is no mechayev of afenoy boys anes. So what's the reason mechayev should be potter because of zman groma? On that, achrayim say that since sipritzis mitzrayim is a chelik of the matzah lechem shayinim al dvar maharbe and the chayev in matzah, so a part and parcel of the matzah is the sipur. So mele the chayev takam we paskan like that in tofayim base that women are chayev. In Afen Oyeboisan, the Chayvin, I'm sorry, in Sipitzis Mitzrayim, because the Chelik of the Lechem Oyne, the Matzah. They don't have to say the Kmiyoitza Shemea Koine. Forget the Goin holds Shemea Koine is the Ikka Bala God that says it, everyone can say quietly. But the Ikka is Taka Begoivam Shemea Koine. Zok the Maton Rabon Chokham Benoi, Shoyle, Vim Ena Chokham Ishtay Shalte. Vim Lav, and if he doesn't have a wife, or a son, or a daughter, who Shoyle Atzmoy? Vafilu Shteitam and Chachomish Yoinim Behilkus Pesach, Shoyle and Zelazeh, they ask one another. They ask one another. Now, Zok the Gemara, Manish Tana Alayla Zem Mikol Alaylos. Shebechol Alaylos Onem Adbilim Pa Machas Alaylos Shtei Pa Omin. Frek the Gemara, Maspil Rova, Otu Kol Yoyim Lissagia De Lemat B'lechad De Zimna. You're telling me we don't dip at all? Lissagia, you're not going to find an instance that a person dips? Everyone dips. You dip your French fries in ketchup. What do you mean you don't dip? What do you mean you don't dip Kol Alaylos? Elo Magova, Ochi Yitoni. Shebechol Alaylos Enu Nechayovin Tavel Afilu Pa Machas. You're not Mechuyav to. Halal is a shtei pomim, you metavel twice. Masukav safra, chiyuva ledardaki. The reason why we dip is not because of a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv tibul. Tibul is only the kid should ask questions. It's not a chiyuv. So how could you say, kol alois, you're not a chiyuv, and today you're a chiyuv? The dipping is for kadesh yishalu. That can't be called a chiyuv. Hello, Marav safra, ochi ketoni. Einonu matbilin afilu pamachas, halal is a shtei pomim. That's the posture of Metzias. Usually we don't. And today, we do it two times. Not because you're mechuyev, we take a do it, k'dei shishlo atinoikas. Zog di gemorah, masra begnus v'mesayim b'shvach. You start begnus and you finish b'shvach. Now this whole din, the Maral explains beautifully and he says, and that's like a metziyistic thing, a person can only be makid and be moida on the toiv after he understands and internalizes on the gnus, on what he went through. Right? Me'ashpois yorim evyoin. You have to realize, you know, you go to a bar mitzvah, you always have a zeder that went through the krieg. What does he talk about by the bar mitzvah? About the lager. Why does he talk about the lager? Because you can only be makir the toiv the eibishter if you realize where you came from. So that's zaka the masl begnus, the same you said. Masl begnus u'mesayim b'shvach. Now, the famous Reb Chaim in Stencils, Reb Leib Pomeranchik heard it from Reb Velvula, Shem Reb Chaim, that there's a difference between every day, the mitzvah of Zchiras Yitzis Mitzrayim, we say about Kriyash Mas, and the Sipur that we do on Pesach by night. And he said the three chilukim, Derech She'ele B'tshuva is one chiluk between Sipur and Zchira. The second chiluk is, you have to talk about Mascha B'gnus HaMesayim B'shvach, the Ishtalsul HaSadvarim, and you also have to explain the time of mitzvah, Reb Gamliel Loimer, Kosh Lama Shloish HaDvarim HaLolu. And since mitzvah Tzichas Kavona, so you have to be Mechaven, these are the differences. The Bevel himself was Moisif Biskarov, that even Hilchis, the halachas that a shakti yitzis mitzrayim, the halachas, and mashmoyis of the Gemara is, the Gemara says, that afilu shnei tamil chachomim, shoylim zeh bezeh, behilchas ha-pesach. So we see it's a din in hilchas ha-pesach. The Rambam says you have to also be laharis es atzmoy, like we say in Agoda, to show you went out of Mitzrayim. Zog the Gemara, my begnus, what's the gnus? Rav omar, mitchila oiv da'avodiz gululim hoi aviseinu. That means you talk about the gnus of oiv da'avodizorah. And there's a pshat, I think, Ramayish, he says, Aviseinu, we're not Mesiachas to Terach today. Mitchilo hoyu, oiv davar is Aviseinu. Today we're Mesiachas from Avromen, not from Terach, that was oiv davar is Zohar. That's the gnus, and that's the shvach, that he's not Aviseinu anymore. And the pashat is that the shvach is, Achshav kivon lehamokim. So that's the shvach taka. What's the, according to Shmuel, not from Mitchilo oiv davar is Zohar, who Shmuel omar, avodim ayinu, mean the etzem shibud. The avodim ayinu, that's the, and the shvach is, Vayitzienu, Hashem took us out. Omer le Rav Nachman le Dogu Avde, Rav Nachman told Dogu his slave, who understands what Avdus is. Avde the Mapak le Mogel Cheres, an Eved that his master lets him free. Vayov le Kasper Vedav, and he gives him silver and gold. My boy le Memale, what should he tell him? Omer le boy le Duy le Shvuche. He has to thank him and praise him and be appreciative. Omer le, so some take this out. Patatim eloi manishtano. There's no shakas in manishtano. But like upon him, he said, Posach v'omah avodim ayinu. And the Rashbam explains, that's what avodim ayinu is. It's takir shvach. Zok to Rashbam in the bottom, Posach v'omah. La'ach ha-shel es ha-ben hiske lo'ima avodim ayinu v'goymer ha-gode b'shvach v'aydo. This is takir shvach v'aydo. K'lo'ima k'enos lo'na kosh bochu. She'ayinu avodim v'yitzionim isham. And we takum menat b'chush golu. And that's a chelik of the shvach v'aydo. And that's what takir, besides being a tshuva for the ben, it's also a shvach v'aydo. And we continue with the Seder. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Omid.